Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Yes! What's up, guys? You've just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. This is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. I'm your host, Davey. And I'm honored to share this Sunday afternoon. This is the show where we have dedicated our lives to the sole purpose of expressing and sharing with you new ideologies, new perspectives, new ways of experiencing this human experience. Welcome to the Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey, and let's get weird in the most non-weird way possible. So as you guys know, if you have listened to the Vibration Station before, the show is dedicated to the purpose of raising the vibration of human consciousness. What does that mean? It means that every single thought that every single person thinks, every single action, every thought, every expectation that is ever made has a vibrational impact on your reality. What do I mean by vibrational impact? Everything is frequency. Every single thing in the entire universe exists due to its vibration. Every single thought has a vibration. Every single animate and or inanimate object has a vibration. The frequencies of the atomic molecules, to get scientific on you, is actually what allows the whatever it is to exist, right? So when you raise your vibration in consciousness, you are essentially, in layman's terms, opening up doors to feel happier, to manifest greater experiences, to manifest wealthier, healthier, and opportunities for wisdom, right? These types of experiences, and just really an array of opening up possibilities of really what is possible when it comes to how to focus your mind in a positive way, how to channel that energy to be the greatest version of yourself. Now, here on the Vibration Station for today's topic, we're going to be talking about learning how to let go of problems, issues, pain. We're going to say any suppressed energy, right? So the topic of today's show is how to let go of suppressed energy without having it affect you for too long, right? So what do I mean by that? Something happens in your life, right? Let's say that you and your partner get in an argument about something, right? Instead of just holding on to that anger, holding on to that frustration, and being passive aggressive and trying to show the other person that you're mad, right? Talk it out. Just sit down and just talk it out. Say, this is how this made me feel. By you doing this, this is how this made me feel. And I apologize if I did this to hurt you in any way, right? And communication really is key when it comes to raising your vibration. In raising your vibration, in letting go of certain struggles and certain thought patterns and certain aspects and facets of your life that keep you vibrating at a lower frequency, which just means keep you living in fear, or keep you living in lack, or keep you living in a state of uncontentment, right? Any state that is not fully content is, of course, a lower vibration. Higher vibrations are that of joy, are that of extreme pleasantry, ecstasy, if you will, happiness, health, wealth, laughter, vitality, so on and so forth. So, how to have an experience, not have a negative experience, right? Not keep your frequency low for too long. Now, that's something that we, especially here in Los Angeles, this obviously is LATalkRadio.com. It is an internet radio show being broadcasted all around the world. So it doesn't matter where you are in the world, but I will tell you, for those of you that are in Los Angeles that are listening to the show, you know what I'm talking about when I say there is this constant struggle, this constant drive, this constant push to kind of like not necessarily be so considerate of someone else's thoughts or feelings or actions. For example, on the road, when you're driving and someone is honking at you or someone cuts you off, right? The first immediate reaction, I always use this example, is to usually flip them the bird, right? So instead of like, okay, so let's say that happens, someone cuts you off, you flip them the bird, there's anger, frustration. Now for the rest of your day, you're going to go on and you're kind of going to feel like, God, that little bit of anger. And then you're going to attract that in other areas of your life. You might hit a stoplight, or you might, you know, hit like three stoplights in a row as opposed to just being all green. There might be, you know, a hold up on the freeway. So whatever it is, right, just remember that your frequency and your vibration is a direct reflection of what you are projecting for yourself. What you experience in your reality is a direct reflection of how long you hold on to a thought for, which therefore creates what we know as neural nets. Neural nets are simply nets in the brain. They're literally, very literal, neural nets in the brain that are created from thought patterns repeating themselves. So when you think the same thought over and over and over again, your brain creates what's called a neural net, right? So that's why it's easy to slip into the same thought patterns. But if you are, in honor of today's show, in honor of talking about how to let go of resistant energy, how to forgive someone or work it out with someone, just let it go to where it's not affecting your vibration in a negative way, right? What we got to do is we need to be very conscious and aware and present of the frequencies that we're emitting. Now, what do I mean by that? We just need to be aware of our thoughts. We need to be aware of our relationship with the different thoughts that we have. We have a relationship with thoughts, right? We have a relationship with our thoughts about money. We have a relationship with our thoughts about a lover. We have a relationship with our thoughts about our work. We have a relationship with our thoughts about our own self-esteem, right? So these are relationships that we have with all these other facets of our, of us, of ourselves, of our consciousness. But how to develop and really refine those relationships is the key to happiness. So once again, in honor of today's show, we are going to be talking about ways to let go of resistant thinking. When something comes up in your life, the example I used earlier is if you have a partner, a wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, and you guys get in an argument, are you going to hold on to that? You're going to make that the focal point of the day? You're going to be passive aggressive towards each other? You're going to try to prove to each other that the other one is more frustrated or more hurt than the other? That's just going to cause this never-ending loop, and actually it's going to create a snowball effect of greater and greater and greater negative energy, right? So using this as an example. Now, of course, this example could be with a boss. It could be with a friend. It could be with, like I said, yourself. This could be the relationship that you have with your self-esteem. If you look at yourself in the mirror and you say, oh, I wish I looked this way, or I wish I had this, or I wish I looked, whatever you want, however you see yourself in the mirror, and then you say that you want something else, right? Then you start to get down on yourself, and you start to weigh this weight on yourself that you didn't have before observing that there was something on you or in you that you wanted that you don't currently have. So my point is, develop healthy relationships with the things that you wish to manifest. As you do that, you will see that there's no need to hold on to stressful or negative or resistant energy with anything in your life. You get into an argument with a loved one, so what? You sit down, you work it out, and really just it's up to you to define how much this other person affects you. That's another thing. If this person isn't willing to sit down, or if this person isn't willing to, look you in the eyes and say, yes, I hear you and I understand you, and this is what you did to make me feel hurt. And then you say back, then it's up to you to really define if that person has the power to affect you, right? Are you going to let it affect you? Are you going to let it bring you down? Or are you going to just do whatever you can to maintain a high vibration? Let's use another example. Let's say that you feel like you deserve a raise. So you go, you talk to your boss at work, and you say, hey, Mr. Boss, I've worked here for X amount of years. I feel that my work ethic reflects this, this, and this. Therefore, I deserve a raise. And let's say that he says no. Instead of you beating up on yourself and then hating your boss, right? Immediately, do whatever you can to feel as if you already received the raise. Embody that energy of, I understand that I may have just been rejected, or I understand that I may have just received a response that I did not want, but I'm going to use this to my advantage. I'm going to use this to harness my ability of focus and really, really learn to focus my energy in a way that benefits my life to the best of my ability. That is what this is all about. How do you channel your energy to benefit your life to the best of your ability? And that is really just the essence of what today's show is about. Not holding on to anger, not holding on to frustration, not holding on to doubts about yourself, not holding on to doubts about other people, right? Now, here's the other side of the table. Everyone always gives us reason to doubt them, and we always give ourselves reason to doubt us, right? So there's this constant fluctuation between our relationship with, how happy we're feeling about us and our lives, and then also how we feel about other people. As long as we are focusing on feeling good, as long as our focal point of focus is keeping a high vibration, staying focused, staying positive, we will absolutely raise our vibration, we will feel happier, we will be healthier beings, and we will live much, much more joyous lives. And this is really what this is about, right? Living a joyous life, not holding on to things that don't serve you, and really just learning how to embody the highest and greatest aspect of yourself. So this is what we're going to do for one moment. Just one moment here on the vibration station, okay? We're going to close our eyes. We're going to visualize this beautiful, bright, white light streaming down from the cosmos through the top of our head, through every single cell of our body. Now, just take a moment and visualize this light, visualize this energy, release any resistance, see anything in your energy field just being washed away by this white, beautiful light. It could be golden, it could be blue, it could be green, it could be yellow, it could be white, whatever you want, however color you want, but just know that there is a divine heavenly white light that is flowing to you and through you in each and every single moment of each and every single day. And it is up to you to choose to feel, to embody that light, right? So we're going to take a moment. We're going to take 30 seconds of silence, and we're going to feel what that feels like to sit with our divine self right now. And we're back, right? Powerful, powerful, powerful. If you really took that moment to focus that energy and to sit with that presence, you will feel lighter. Your entire body will feel lighter, right? Like literally less heavy. And people always say, when you get an, you know, when you get an energy healing, that is something that I do participate in, and I do practice is energy healing. So usually after a healing ceremony, people will say, "Oh, I feel so light," but what they'll be referring to their actual weight, right? When they say, "Oh, I feel so light," they'll be referring to, "I feel lighter," in terms of a metric scale, in terms of a weight scale, right? But what I always say is, yes, you feel lighter because you have more light in your body. And then it'll click. It'll say, "Oh my gosh, I get it. Feeling lighter means you have more light in your body. You're lighter." It's perfect. You're brighter. You're lighter. It's perfect. It's literally, that's why the word is light. When you feel lighter, you embody more light. Okay? Beautiful. It's powerful. So anytime that you guys feel any slight disconnection with that higher power, anytime you guys feel like you might be holding on to something for too long, if you are in an argument with someone, or you are in an argument with yourself, or you, there's any aspect of your life that you're looking to improve, forget about it for a second. Really just take that energy, put it in a box, and put it in the way back of your brain. Put a little lock on that box. Lock it up. Okay? And what you're going to do is you're going to focus, just like we did, on just feeling that presence of light. Feeling that energy. Feeling the presence of the all that isness flowing to you and through you in each and every single moment. That is how to raise your vibration. And that's how to raise your vibration in a way that benefits not only you, but all of humanity. When you choose to feel better about yourself, you immediately start attracting people that are healthier and better and wealthier and wiser for you. So whatever it is that you're looking to accomplish in your life, feel within yourself as if it is already done, and all of a sudden, that anger that you hold on to will dissipate. That feeling of lack will dissipate. That feeling of distance between you and what it is you're working to achieve will dissipate. There will be no distance, because you will know and you will feel within your heart of hearts, within your soul of souls. You'll feel, you'll know it in your thoughts, that it is all in perfect divine right action. And the more time you spend feeling this way, the quicker all of it comes. That's the blessing. It's the power of the paradox, right? The harder you try, the less you receive. Don't try at all and get everything you need. These are lyrics, slightly stupid, actually, believe it or not. They're not stupid. It's the name of the band, Slightly Stupid, STOOPID. awesome band, great music, and really, really great messages too. They are not actually stupid at all. They're very, very wise and humble for calling themselves stupid. But it's true. So in one of their songs, they talk about the harder you try, the less you receive. Don't try at all and get everything you need. Essentially what this is about, this concept, is learning to release resistance, learning to let go of that profound desire to control certain aspects of your life, right? Learning to really harness that energy of knowingness, knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt that every single facet of your life is in your hands and it is manifesting according to your thoughts. So the longer you hold on to resistant thinking, the longer you're mad at that person for, whether it's someone else, whether it's you, the longer you are disappointed with your relationship with money, the longer you're disappointed with your relationship with anything in your life, the longer it's going to take for what you really want to manifest. So, action steps. How do we take action steps to actually manifesting these things? It all starts in the mind. All the great masters of this planet will tell you. Oprah will tell you that. I mean, literally, most famous actors use the law of attraction to manifest their success. Jim Carrey is all about the law of attraction. Like I said, Oprah, and it just goes on and on and on. Denzel Washington. I mean, some really beautiful and amazing and inspiring and empowering people have openly talked about using these laws that we're talking about here on the Vibration Station to achieve their immeasurable success, right? So you say, that's all well and good, Dave, but how do I get there from here? And I say it all starts in the mind. So first and foremost, know that you and your mind and your thoughts and what you focus on has the power to change your entire reality. When you choose to, and I'm going to continue using this as an example for the sake of today's topic. When you choose to hold on to anger towards someone else in your life or towards yourself, when you choose to deliberately focus your energy on feeling frustration or feeling lack or feeling less than you want to feel, the only thing you're doing is pulling yourself further and further away from what you truly want. And what you truly want is happiness. That's what everyone truly wants. Everyone on this entire planet, all beings, all living things, even the fly on the wall, he just wants to be happy. He wants to be fed. He wants to go where his little fly intuition tells him to go. And he wants to die when he's meant to die. He wants to get smacked by the sandal when he's meant to get smacked by the sandal. The point is, life is short. We don't know what is going to happen, right? We really don't know. We could be extremely powerful manifestors and extremely powerful creators, but at the end of the day, we don't know what's going to happen when we leave the studio, right? You don't know what's going to happen when you get into your car. Some of the craziest things, not to say that they ever will happen, they won't. You're protected always. Ask for your angels. Ask for that guidance. Ask for that divine protection. And you always will be protected, provided, and guided. But just know that if you are focusing your energy on frustration or stress or lack or anger or resentment or being passive aggressive or anything like that, you are literally holding yourself hostage from feeling good. You are your own greatest enemy. We are all our own greatest enemies. When you decide to be angry at someone or something or yourself, you literally put a shim in between you and it. when you allow it to flow, when you embrace the divine flow, the divine energy, and just let what is meant to be normal be normal, let that normal divine energy flow through, you'll realize life really is such a beautiful and effortless journey. People always say life is hard. It is hard. It's super freaking hard. Life is crazy hard, right? But I also think that there comes a point where it doesn't have to be that hard. When you understand the laws of attraction, when you understand how much energy you actually put into resisting things and into disliking things and into talking down about things and into talking down about yourself or talking down about other people, you add all that time together, you add all that thought energy together throughout your entire life, you've wasted a lot of time thinking on useless, unnecessary things. Anger, frustration, jealousy, lack, whatever it is, sadness. They're all a product of life. To say that we're never going to experience these things in life is naive. Of course we're going to experience these things. But when you do experience them, how do you handle them? How long do you hold on to them for? Do you hold on to it for a minute? Do you hold on to it for 10 minutes? Do you hold on to it for a year? Hold on for 10 years? Do you hold on to it for 50 years? Do you hold on to it for a lifetime? That's up to you. I know people personally in my life that I love and care for very, 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 very much, but they still have some deep healing to do when it comes to the relationship that they had with their parents, right? So I see people in my life that have held on to this suppressed, dense, negative energy, right? And sure, they're still happy. They can wake up. Doesn't mean that every single moment of every day is dull and not happy. Of course, you could wake up happy. You could wake up feeling great. You could wake up inspired. But you still have this underlying feeling of density because you have this unhealed energy that you've just suppressed and swept under the rug. And I know people, like I said, that I love very, very much, that if this person were to just really forgive their parents, if this person were to just forgive their parents, you know, he's in his 60s. If he were to forgive his parents, he would feel so happy and inspired and just ready for something more, because that old stagnant energy that's been there for 60 years is going to be gone. Right? He's going to let that go. And when you let something like that go, the wonders of the universe start to pour in through your life, through your channels of experience. But it's up to you to decide when you're ready to let go of these things that no longer serve you. And that's what today's show is about. I mean, that's what all the shows are about. That's what the entire purpose of the vibration station is. But really, in essence, what we're talking about here on today's show is learning to live the happiest life you possibly can by teaching yourself how to let go of lower vibrational energies. The quicker you let them go, the happier, healthier, wealthier, and wiser of a life you will lead. If someone that you are trying to make amends with isn't allowing for that amends to be made, then you make amends with yourself. And you say, okay, I don't need this person's validation because I have my own. I know I am in the right. I know my intentions are pure, and I know I'm only doing the best for my family. I'm doing the best for me, or I'm doing the best for my situation. And then have a heart-to-heart with yourself, and then you don't need that person's validation. They can be angry at you for the rest of their lives if they want to, but it's not going to be hurting you. It's going to be hurting them because you chose to heal it. You chose to heal yourself by forgiving this person, by forgiving yourself, right? It's amazing how that works. It's fascinating. Everything in the cosmos operates as a paradox, right? The Power of Paradox. That's a whole other show. We'll get into that another time. But the point here is there's always going to be excuses to stay angry. There's always going to be reasons in life to be tired, to be upset, to be frustrated, to want to take your anger out on someone or something, or want more of something. There's always going to be that in life. How do you handle it? That's the question. And how you handle it depicts the type of life that you lead. And here on the Vibration Station, that's what we've dedicated our lives to. And when we say dedicated our lives, we mean that myself and everyone involved with the Vibration Station has chosen to focus our energy in as many ways as possible to help heal ourselves and therefore heal humanity. And the only way to heal ourselves and the only way to heal humanity is by bringing awareness, shining light on certain aspects of the human experience that previously there was no light shine upon. Bringing awareness into these facets, saying it's okay to forgive yourself. It's okay to know that you did something that you regret and then forgive yourself. It's okay to forgive someone that hurt you really, really, really deep 60, 70, 80 years later. If you've chosen to hold on to it for that long, man, you better start letting it go because, geez, you're never going to let it go in this life. And then you're going to have to come back around, reincarnate, and do the whole thing over again until you learn the lesson. That's how this game, this universal game works, right? Now, of course, this is, we don't, here on the Vibration Station, we don't get into religion or we don't get into, belief systems or dogmatism or anything like that. But what we do understand is quantum physics. And quantum physics says that there's an infinite number of parallel realities with an infinite number of parallel versions of you. Now, I know that that's a hard concept to grasp. And when I first heard it, it was very, very difficult for me to wrap my head around this concept. But then one day I just got it. My consciousness is a focal point in time and space. And my thoughts, my actions, my expectations define which focal point, therefore which version of me throughout all time and space I get to experience. And by focusing my energy there, by focusing my thoughts there, bam, I become it. We embody. That's how you manifest. You feel the energy of whatever it is that you wish to come into your life. You feel that it's already there. You know that it's on its way to you. In the same way that you get in your vehicle and you start heading to a destination. Just because you can't see your destination that's 10, 20 miles away doesn't mean that it isn't there. It just means that you're on your way. Same thing with manifesting. Same exact concept behind how quantum law manifests physical from non-physical. When there is non-physical energy that is summoned into the physical plane, that is how everything is manifested. Everything that you look at is a thought, a computer. Someone thought that before it was created. A microphone, someone thought that before it was created. That even a ball, right? A wheel. The wheel. Someone had to think about that. A box. Someone had to think about that. A bag. So, these are all things that people thought about. And then it only became a reality once they contemplated it. Once you contemplate that, once you contemplate and you know that you are one with creation, that within you, flowing to you and through you, lies the power of the infinite, vast cosmos, all contained within the realm of self. And many, many, many people that have had near-death experiences or out-of-body experiences or shared death experiences, that's another thing, Anybody that has had one of these experiences will especially these people that have had these experiences, will vouch and will tell you that there is something out there. But it's not out there. It's in you. It's all in you. The entire cosmos is coded within your DNA. And the more positive you think, the happier you are, the more you believe in yourself, the more faith and belief you have in humanity to become better, to stay better, to embody greatness, the more you attract it into your life. That's just quantum law. So let go of the energy that is resistant. Let go of any anger you have towards yourself. Let go of any frustration, anger, resentment you have towards anyone in your life. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. And if you had tried to make amends and they're not allowing it, then make amends with yourself. And therefore, you won't need their approval. You don't need the confirmation of amends from them because, once again, they are a reflection of you. Everyone and everything you experience is a direct vibrational reflection of your consciousness. It's like the brain is this magnificent supercomputer that has been designed to holographically project a fully interactive virtual reality. That's what this experience is. It's the Matrix, you know, Neo, Morpheus, Trinity. It's totally the Matrix. Now, it doesn't mean that we're plugged into, it doesn't mean that we're actually, you know, plugged into these hive pods in a spaceship. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is there is that's obviously a metaphor, right, for breaking out of the matrix of consciousness. When you break out of the same reoccurring, repeating thought patterns of, oh, I'm angry at this person, or that person did this to me a year ago, or 10 years ago, or 20 years ago, or my father did this to me and I hate him, or my mother did this to me and I, whatever it is, you really gotta, especially now, because there's so much galactic energy coming in. We just had the longest lunar eclipse in over a century yesterday. Really, really, really powerful stuff. The longest lunar eclipse in over a century. Excuse me, it was 2 days ago. It was on Friday. And some really crazy, intense thing came up for me. By the way, guys, if you want to email me, tell me some of the experiences that you've been having with this new energy. Tell me if something or someone came up from the past. That's been a big thing with this energy, is a lot of past energies coming to the surface, being resolved. Go ahead, email me, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. You could also tweet me anytime you want at Good Vibe Station. Once again, that's at Good Vibe Station. Right? So once again, guys, we are going to get back to the purpose of today's show, which is sharing with you the importance of letting go anger, frustration, resentment, feelings of lack, feelings of less than you want to be, anything that has to do with not feeling good. We're going to learn to let that stuff go little by little. Now, we obviously have multifaceted relationships with things feeling good or things feeling bad. What do I mean by that? Well, we could have a really healthy relationship with prosperity, but maybe we don't have such a healthy relationship with relationships, with lovers, right? So You could be really balanced in one end, but then be kind of out of balance in the other. So regardless of which facets of your life you're asking for improvement in, just know that the sooner you release that dense, pent up, that feeling of, ooh, it's not happening, or ooh, I'm so angry, As soon as you release that, immediately the universe starts opening its doors to vibrationally yield to you exactly what you've been asking for. But the only way to experience everything that you've been asking for is to release the old energy. Forgive that person. Forgive yourself. Let it go. Don't hold on to things. Regardless of how minute, insignificant, or how macro huge they are, right? If someone took someone's life that you love so much, you could hold on to that for the rest of your life. You could hate that person, and you're only going to end up causing hate in your own heart. And this is a really sad example to use, but it is the one that hits most to home. Because if you can come back from that, then you can come back from anything. If you lost someone, hypothetically speaking, in a parallel universe, this is never going to happen to any of the listeners. And if it has, you are so strong, and we love you, and we are here for you, and we support you. But let's say, in a hypothetical situation, someone took the life of someone that you love. You could spend the rest of your life hating that person, wanting revenge on that person. Or you could spend the rest of your life forgiving, never forgetting, but forgetting, forgiving, and learning to heal yourself through empowering yourself. Communicate with that loved one on the other side. Understand that everything is in perfect divine right action. Understand that everything happens for a purpose, as painful as it may be, as out of the blue as it may be, as random or crazy as it may seem or sound. Just understand that every single thing in your life happens for a purpose, and that purpose is to make you greater, stronger, more empowered. But it's up to you to when you choose to accept that lesson. Some people never accept the lesson because it's too hard, it's too painful. Is it more painful losing someone that you love, or is it more painful forgiving the person that's responsible for taking their life? Think about that. Now, these are really dense and sad examples, but the reason why I'm using such crazy, profound examples is because it is the extreme of the extreme, right? Forgiveness, holding on to things that you know don't serve you, holding on to things that you don't know how to get rid of because you felt them your whole life, right? Well, the way to get rid of them, or the way to just move closer towards the direction of how you want to feel, is to, for just a moment, let it go. Just let it go. Whatever it is. Oh, I need more money. No, no, no. Let it go. Say, instead of I need more money, say, I am so grateful to know that the universe is always conspiring in my favor. I am so grateful to know that there is a mass abundance available to me now. And then you'll start moving towards it. The more you say it, the more you believe it, the more you'll start moving towards it. And opportunities will just start presenting themselves. If someone really hurts you and you're looking to find peace with that, communicate. Say, what you did really hurt me, but I forgive you because I choose not to hold on to this pain within myself anymore. I'm doing more pain to me than I ever have done to you by just me being mad at myself, or me being mad, excuse me, by me being mad at you, which therefore is me being mad at myself, because when I'm mad, who am I mad at? I'm mad at me, right? That's another thing people think about. They say, oh, I'm mad at you. How are you mad at me when you're the one that's mad? You're the one that, sure, I could be the reason for your madness, but you're the one that's mad, right? Point is, if you're angry, you're mad, you feel any feelings of lack, any resistant feelings, any feelings of unfulfillment, it's so important that you learn to let that stuff go. And it's a process. It's not just in one moment you snap your fingers and all of a sudden you win the lotto and life is great and the perfect lover falls into your lap and you own a beach mansion. It doesn't work like that. Although it can for some people. If you're in vibrational harmony, vibrational alignment with it, it absolutely can manifest that quickly. But what we're talking about here is little by little chipping away at that old paradigm of thought that has been instilled upon you since you were born. That old paradigm thinking that says holding on to anger and frustration is the best way to get it out. It's the best way to express yourself when someone hurt you is to get angry. Yes, there's a time and place for that, absolutely. But how long are you going to hold on to it for? And how long are you going to let it affect your life? How long are you really going to keep your vibration low for the sake of another? That's really what it comes down to. What are you willing to sacrifice for the sake of another? Are you willing to sacrifice your happiness because someone did something to you? Is that worth it for you? Are you willing to sacrifice your feeling of prosperity because you don't have the money that you want right now? Instead of just deciding to feel prosperous and then watch the universe yield it in magical ways? This is really the essence of how to live a happy, fulfilled, joyous life. We have all been hurt. We have all had struggles. We have all had strife. We have all had resistance in our life. We have all had things that we wish never happened. And we all have things that we wish did happen. But the more that we focus on that which we don't want, the more we attract that of which we don't want. The more we focus on learning to let go. Like I said, no matter the micro or macro, no matter insignificant or no matter how significant this effect is or was in your life, is your happiness worth the sacrifice? Is sacrificing your happiness worth giving this other person the energy to control your mind? And when I say control your mind, what I say is you give them the energy to make you feel angry or upset. That's control. When you let go, you release all of the strings to the things that control your thoughts and control your emotions. When you learn to harness your energy, when you learn to forgive yourself, to forgive people, if something comes up, a little argument happens or a big argument happens or whatever it is, a circumstance, your relationship with money, your relationship with a lover, whatever it is, the longer that you focus on not having it, the further away you're getting from it. Learn to let it go. Learn to be so happy with this present moment. Yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, and today is a gift, for that is why it is called the present. One of my favorite quotes of all time. The point being, this moment is your moment. This moment, every single moment of every single day is your moment to shine, to feel joyous, to feel happy, to feel inspired, to feel excited. Let go of the old anger. Let go of the old frustration. Let go of the old relationships and the old thought patterns that you have with money or people or whatever it is that you're looking to improve in your life, and just start feeling the bliss in this moment. Just visualize that beautiful, golden, white, divine, heavenly energy flowing from the top of your crown in your head, from the top of your head all the way down into every single cell of your body. The more you focus on that, the happier, healthier, and wealthier of a life you will lead. Wow, guys, that 50 minutes went quick. Time flies when you're having fun. I'm going to share with you. Thank you so much for sharing this Sunday with me. I know that these topics that we talk about can definitely stretch your thoughts from the normal state, right? We definitely kind of pull you out of your box. That's what we want to do here, is we want to make you approach life from a happier way and make you see that holding on to anger doesn't serve you. Holding on to frustration doesn't serve you or anyone or anything in your reality. Learn to let it go. Learn to embody your power, and you will live a happy life. Once again, guys, all the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, appreciation from our hearts to yours. Dave's Good Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey. Thank you so much for sharing this Sunday with us. We love you guys, and we'll see you next week. Peace.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.